So, Allie, did you happen to notice all of the individual serve packages that were on the floor today? And, you know, just like everything came in those funky little either sleeves or cups or
right.
You know. What did you think about that?
Cups of quick, ready-to-eat quinoa or cups of oatmeal, cups
right.
of just cups.
Just the peanut butter, dry yeah. peanut butter and... You know, regular peanut butter and, you know, everything is coming in a single serve. What is that saying about society?
Seriously.
it's saying we don't need any plates or silverware and we're in a hurry.
Seriously, and all you need is water again.
Yeah, right.
I agree. And I think I can tell you that in my experience from the retail RD perspective of being in the store, there's consumers that get frustrated that in oatmeal, for example, that they can't come in anymore and get their package of oatmeal to go home and prepare it a scoop at a time, day after day.
Yeah.
Because the cups are so popular that they're taking up all the shelf space.
Oh, really?
So economically speaking, they have to invest in all these cups rather than just one package. And in some cases, with certain smaller batch brands.
With certain brands, yeah.
Yeah. And what's interesting is that I think those brands are doing it thinking, this is what people prefer. Maybe they're eating it at their desk, whatever. But what people will say to me is, yeah, I'm eating at my desk, but I bring the bag in and I leave it at my desk. And then I just pour some out every day.
Yeah.
And now they feel like they're throwing away or hopefully recycling cup after cup after cup.
I was going to say, the sustainability and the, you know, the environmentalism of all those little packages and film-coated containers. And it's not good. It's not it's a
the
weird...
plastic wrap you take off the top.
Yeah, and the cap. And then the package itself. And I don't know. I do use some products in those kind of containers. You and I were talking about the sour cream. I did try the sour cream. I probably won't get it again, but, you know, it does work as a package. It's the same as when, you know, ketchup went from the regular bottle into the special one that you could turn upside down. And, like, the sour cream one sort of appealed to me on that level. But now that I've used it, I'm kind of like, yeah, I don't really need this. I don't need this in my life. What is this saving me?
Sure.
It's saving me getting a spoon out and putting a dollop on.
So you were enticed by it in the store, but then when you got it home and you went to apply it to your everyday life.
I don't think there's a benefit for me there.
And I think that also on the floor of, on the exhibit floor at Fancy, for example, when you're walking by bar after bar after bar, followed by cup after cup after cup after sort of tube or squeezy or pouch, it sort of starts feeling like, who needs a plate anymore? Who needs to sit down and enjoy their food? You can eat this in the car. You can eat this here, you know, and that's not necessarily the message I think that, like, dietitians are wanting
to
communicate. Right, seriously.
Yeah, there's something not attractive to me about, and I'm not judging people who do like those things, but I would never squeeze food from a pouch into my mouth driving down the highway. Like, that does not appeal to me.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, I like to cook. I like to put my food on the table. You know what I mean? And not everybody does. So it's clearly appealing to some demographic group. And it's not me.
Right.
But they wouldn't make those things if there weren't people buying them.
So there's a time and a place, but it looks odd that it seems like these manufacturers think that every moment is the time and the place.
Yeah. And the appropriate food.
Right.
I mean, I don't think everything needs to be that way.
I agree.